Mark chapter 5, we're going to read, we're going through verse 20 today. I'm going to read to you the first 9 verses. You ready to say amen?
Amen.
All righty. Mark 5, 1 through 9, Bible says, they went across a lake to the region of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit. Not quite the greeting Jesus was looking for, I'm thinking. Amen? You like it when demon-possessed people come out and greet you when you arrive at a new spot? I don't think so. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained, hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out, cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, what do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me. For Jesus had told him, come out of that man, you evil spirit. Then Jesus asked him, what is your name? My name is Legion, he replied, for we are many. Lord, there is a battle afoot. Let us never lose sight of that fact. Lord, help us to be aware of the attack of the enemy, Lord, and that we can start slipping down a slippery slope. We try to bargain with our adversary, that he is a liar, Lord, that he would come and steal from us everything that we cherish, destroy our loved ones, and leave us with nothing. Lord, I pray on this Valentine's Day, we celebrate your love for us, Lord, that you came from heaven, died on a cross to set us free from the slavery to sin, that we might celebrate that in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
It is it's getting rough out there. I don't know if you're, how many of you guys are news hounds? Like to watch the news, like to check the news on the internet? I've been noticing this story from Columbus, Ohio. A man entered into the Nazareth restaurant with a machete and began attacking people. One of the employees said, I thought he had a problem with one guy, but then he started going with machete and just started hacking on everyone in the row. Quite a surprise. Guy's name, Mohammed Berry. They are viewing this as a lone wolf terrorist attack. Things just getting out of control. People are being deceived. I would imagine that Mohammed Berry, not a very Arab last name, might have started off his life as Calvin Berry. When he began to listen to the message of Muhammad, that he did not probably think it would come this far. And so many of us begin to listen to the lies of the enemy, and it starts off little at first, but quickly it can become catastrophic. This man, we read about the man at the tombs bound with chains. This man ran from the building, and the police gave chase in cars, got the guy, got him out of his car. We're not able to, those are fine, Mike. You can wait up on those, buddy. Was not able to subdue him with a taser. Something's going on there when a taser don't work. Can I get a witness on that? He came at the police with a machete in one hand, a knife in the other, and they shot him dead. Cannot imagine that that is what this guy intended to occur on this day. Title of today's message, we talk about deception. We talk about dealing with the devil. It doesn't turn out good. Amen? In a series called Selected to Serve from the Gospel, Mark 10:45, the key verse of the Gospel says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Give his life as a ransom for this man, tormented by demons. Set him free. He is in bad shape. We will find out that there are many demons in this man. It didn't start out that way. Started off small and quickly got out of control in this man's life. Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:27, don't give the devil a foothold. When you give the devil a foothold, things can quickly get out of control. Amen? Doesn't end well. Many of us have been on that road. I was on that road. I found it does not end well. Get on that road. It is a road that you want to get off of immediately. Many of you have. Jesus came by. Amen? Amen. Jesus comes by. He'll get you off that road. And when Jesus comes by, everything changes. Amen. Take a look at dealing with the devil today. Amen? Mark chapter 1, 1 through 5, I did just read this to you. I want to make it clear that this man was indeed dominated by demons. He got out of the boat at the air of the Gerasenes. Man with the evil spirit comes up, lived in the tombs. No one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs, and in the hills, he would cry out, cut himself with stone. Man is living with the dead. Demons got him all alone. Demons dragged him off track. Story tells us about the region of the Gerasenes. This is an area to the east of the Sea of Galilee, to the east of Jordan. It is not Jewish country. It is Gentile country. It is an area called the Decapolis, known as 10 free Greek cities. Very Gentile. We're dealing with some pigs today. You can tell that it was Gentile because Jews don't eat pigs. And this man lived indeed in enemy territory. He lived among the tombs. This is a picture of caves. Some people would live in them. In this area and in much of the Middle East, the hills are made with limestone. They're easily dug in, easily carved out. And so the people would carve out tombs, would carve out graves to put dead people in. This is something that is obviously dug out as where people live, but it would have been a scene something similar to this. And this demon-possessed man would be able to then sleep amongst the dead. And you think how far gone this man would be. How far gone you would have to begin to sleep amongst the dead. I don't know how many of you have smelled large dead animals before. I've worked on a farm. We had a dead pit where you would drag the dead cows and the birds would eat them. And there was a hay field right next to it. And it would reek so bad that I would hold my breath as I drove the tractor up and turned around. And that is where this man lived. Demons were indeed tormenting him. Paul writes about the struggle that we have, talks about enemy territory. He says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. And it's easy to look around and say, you are my enemy, or you are my enemy. But so often your enemy is controlled by a greater enemy. Right. Amen? Amen? Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. And this man, living among the dead, sleeping among the dead, living in the tombs, was fighting a losing battle. He is in over his head. Death wreaked around him. The demons have taken him away from everything he knows and got him all alone. And that's where the devil wants to get you, all alone. He just take you on one-on-one. And when he gets you one-on-one, it is indeed a road to destruction.
That's right.
And in the midst of all this, Jesus comes by.
Amen.
When Jesus comes by, everything changes.
Amen.
Amen. Let's keep going. When he saw Jesus, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." Now this guy, these demons were out of control. They would scream at night. They would torment this man. He would cut himself with stones. Now, JJ scraped up his arms the other day, you know, and it was bad. You know, use the asphalt, you know, to kind of remove a little skin. But can you imagine how bad off it would be to cut yourself with stones? I mean, that's really wanting to harm yourself. And it was a grand display as he would scream out at night, and everybody in the area would hear the demoniac say, "Poor, poor old Fred." Demons came running. It was not Fred, the demoniac, or whatever his name was, that came running towards Jesus. It was the demons. And nobody was able to control them, but they were able to control themselves in front of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Demons come and they kneel before him. Jesus, Son of the Most High God. They knew his name. They knew his title. This man had given the enemy a foothold and lost complete control. He can't even speak. It is the demons that speak. This is old ground for Jesus. Mark chapter 1, verse 34. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. They knew he was the Son of the Most High God. They knew he was the top of the food chain on the spiritual ladder, Son of the Most High. That which we struggle with so much. I don't know, you know. Got a problem with heaven and hell. Can't really get a grasp on it. I don't know if I really want to surrender my life. I don't know if I want to go down that road. I think I can make it on my own. In the spiritual realm, there's no doubt. Jesus is the tops. Amen?
Amen.
They're afraid. Don't torture us. They speak of the judgment day. Jude 6. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. These demons know what's coming. We struggle with it. For them, there is certainty. And they are getting their kicks on Fred the demoniac for as long as they can. We have a struggle with heaven and hell, but in the spiritual realm, there is no doubt. That struggle was manifest this week on this very campus. Young man out there playing basketball, sometimes plays with JJ, comes and eats some food and stuff like that, talking to him about coming to church, talking about coming and hearing about the message of the Lord, and there is a certain disdain from this young man. Nah, I don't think so. I'll play hoops here, I'll eat your food, but I really don't want anything more from you guys. And so this was on Wednesday night, and it was the end of the night, and he had come back, and he was playing hoops. I said, you know, You're choosing not to come in. I said, you know about heaven? You know about hell? Because there's going to come a time when you're going to want to get in. I'm offering you an open door. You're going to want to get in, and you're not going to get in because you didn't take the opportunity now. He said, I don't think so. So many people struggle with the offer of the Lord because inherent in all of us, that offer comes at a great price. Everything you've got. But you give up everything you've got, and He'll give you everything He's got. I have found that to be a great trade. Amen? The guy the other night on the basketball court, he didn't want none. We're going to talk about it because there's a lot of people who don't want any. Change is on the way. Continue reading at verse 8. Jesus said to him, come out of that man, you evil spirit. For Jesus had said to him, come out of that man, you spirit. And then Jesus asked him, what is your name? My name is Legion, he replied, for we are many. And I want to let you know this morning that Jesus is the boss. That it is not as if Jesus had to get all worked up to talk to this demon. Find out that he is Legion. There is many. There was 6,000 men in a Roman legion. Now, I don't know if there were 6,000 demons in this man, but there was more than a handful. Amen? They had started off, and this man's position had degraded and got worse and worse. There is a strategy that the enemy has to destroy you and destroy everybody around you. Matthew tells us the words of the Lord. Chapter 12, verses 43 through 45. When an unclean spirit, talking about an evil spirit, talking about a demon, has gone out of a person just for kicks, I'm going to go find somebody else, gets cast out by somebody like Jesus. When somebody like that, something like that happens, it passes through waterless places seeking rest and finds none. Then it says, I'll return to my house. I'm going to go see Fred. I'm coming back. He goes back and finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. And then it goes and brings with it 7 other spirits, more evil than itself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. 1 to 7. 7 to 49. 49 to 256. No. But you can get up to a bunch right quick. And you see that as this man begins to give the enemy a foothold, just a little bit, just I'll make a bargain with you. And we all know what that means. Giving the enemy a foothold, I'm talking about sin in your life. Well, just a little bit of sin. They'll say, hey, it's not going to hurt that much. You can do what you want. There's no cost. There's nothing coming. Anybody know that that's a lie of the enemy, amen? I've been down that road. The cost that was exacted on me was getting close to all that I had. This demoniac, this man who was once a Gentile with a non-Jew guy with family, friends, a job, whatever, got latched onto by one demon. Then there was 7 there, and there was more. Demons are working out a program on this guy. Crying out at night, cutting him with stones, going to destroy him. When they destroy him, they'll be coming after you, coming after somebody else. Spiritual realm, there is a plan, program, focused on him. You sit here today, there's a spiritual focus on you. Peter tells us, your enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And as you sit here today, and as you hear the message of our Lord, and you hear a message of hope and of strength and of new life and new opportunities in the Lord, the devil says, oh, Teresa. Oh, Wendy. Oh, Ann Simpson, going to get credentialed? And he begins to take notice in you. Oh, really? Let's see what you're really about. And the attack comes. That little baby back there. You can't see that little baby because she's around the corner. Devil wants to come and just devour that baby. That little baby back there in the cry room. Devil wants to take that child. He is after everybody in this room. He is after each person that you know, everything that you hold dear, he is looking to destroy. And you cannot bargain with him. You cannot give him a little bit of action to keep him off. That is how this guy started. We are legion, for we are many. This guy is all tied up by the enemy because he doesn't keep his deals. Jesus takes an interest in you. Father steps in, begins to draw you to our Lord Jesus Christ, and the devil is right there. How you doing? How's your battle? How you standing? Because I tell you what, getting a little fierce around here. And you can either stand. Bible says what? Submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. And I'll tell you what, you've got to remember that every day. Every day, because the devil will say, oh, no, no, no. We can make a deal. And you'll be just fine. And that's what this guy, he bought the lie. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Amen. James chapter 4, verse 7. Demons are looking for options. Jesus is on the job. He begged Jesus again and again not to send them. See, you got the he and the them, the singular and the plural. You got this guy who's speaking, but it's many demons that are speaking out. We don't hear from the guy until later. The guy's out of control. The demons are in control. He begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them. He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Demons looking for options. Don't torture us before the appointed time, Lord. Jesus has all authority. Jesus is the boss. Matthew 28, 18 and 19. Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. These demons see that authority. Amen? He says, you therefore go and make disciples, reminding them of all I have taught you. Make disciples in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptize them in my name. Get out there and get busy. Why? Because I got the authority. We struggle with that authority. These demons have no struggle. They bow a knee. They bend a knee. Jesus, Son of the Most High God, don't send us out. And they're looking for an option. Trying to work their plan. This is their area. This is their principality. They are wrapped up in destruction. They go into these pigs. And the pigs run off a cliff. They had it going on. They had influence in the area. Guys screaming out, people living in terror. And you get into an area and the demonic realm, the spiritual realm is manifest in the natural realm. Chicago, the Windy City, the Wild City. You hear about organized crime way back, days of Prohibition. 247 murders in Chicago last year. See, the demons get into an area and they hold on tight. Don't send us out of this area, Jesus. You take a look at the witchcraft that rolls in Haiti. And from that, New Orleans. I'll tell you what, you look around this area. Demons come. Demons make an impact. Demons make it dark, and anybody who's trying to break out, say, oh, Lily, really? I don't think so. Dave, come on back. Resist the devil. Submit to God. Amen? Amen. Glory. There is a key for breaking out. When I went to Bible college, my first semester, and I was pretty excited for the Lord. I mean, I was pretty much out of control. And there was an opportunity to go volunteer at this little Covenant Church. Covenant Church, kind of like Nazarene, you know, if you don't know what it is, very similar. And dude was there, and it was just down the road from my Bible college. And Lisa and I came from singles ministry, young adult ministry that ran, I don't know, 400 to 500 people. This guy had a singles ministry there, ran about 15. And I'm lit for the Lord. And I tell my buddy, Alan Diaz, became evangelist. He's also at the Bible college working down or going to school there. And he comes, he starts working the youth. And the first week, the youth goes from like 7 to 15. First week. Second week, they got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the third week, he was fired. And there was a daughter of a board member that was in that group, and they just didn't feel that good about that. And I talked to the pastor about the travesty of ministry that was going on inside the singles ministry. It wasn't even anything close that I was familiar with in the ministry that I came from. And I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to go. Just go. I'm fasting, and I am praying for this church. I kid you not. I am praying for this church. I'm in my dorm at the Bible college. I'm fasting. I always fast for 3 days. Can't do that anymore because I got diabetes. And I am spiritually walking through that church, praying. Just like I walk here and lay hands on it, I am moving through that church, praying. And I hit a demonic wall. I mean, I'm not even there physically. I am there in the spirit. And I hit a demonic wall like nothing I have ever experienced before. Told the pastor about it. I said, look, we can break this thing out. But we got to get moving. We got to do this. And he basically said, no, I'm going to stick with my guy. And Alan, my buddy, and I, we both left, went back to Bible college and other stuff. But that I talked to somebody from that church the next year. And that pastor's wife fell sick with this cancer kind of stuff. Never got well. He ended up getting this chronic back thing where he had to get back surgery after back surgery after back surgery. Never, ever got well. We come to opportunities in our lives. And the devil's going to say, it's okay. You don't have to change. You continue on in your life of sin, and it'll be just like it is today. No price to pay. And he's lying. Because he wants everything that you have. Jesus comes by. Everything changes. But there are people who will say, no thanks. And that's where we're going next. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of... They knew him. They had given him up. Take Fred. We're fine with that. Leave us alone. Came to Jesus, saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed... Because he used to run around naked. Naked, strong man, a little bit scary. Did you get a witness? My wife likes that, yeah.
I like it.
All right, we're moving right on. Sitting there dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. And then the people began to plead with Jesus to cast out all the rest of the demons in their area. They pled with Jesus to come into their homes and heal them and to cast out the demons. They prayed that Jesus would never leave. No, that's not what it says. They said, Jesus, you got to go. Cost is too high. There is a price to pay when Jesus comes your way.
Amen.
Them pigs, I checked, I don't know how much pigs cost back in the day. But a pig today will cost you $400. And 2,000 pigs worth $800,000. That's a little bit of money. Can I get a witness on that? Man is demon-possessed no more. Sitting there, dressed, looking good, hair probably combed, in his right mind. I would imagine they struggled to remember when was the last time they ever seen Fred with clothes on, hair combed, and not ranting and going crazy. Jesus comes by. Everything changes. People changed. They were afraid. They would have rather had the demons and the pigs than Jesus. They were fine with the demoniac living in the tombs because they didn't have to deal with them. Jesus says, oh, here you go. Jesus comes by. Everything changes. They made a deal with the devil. Take Fred. Leave us alone. Devil offers that deal, but he never keeps it. Because when he's done with Fred, he's coming for you. You make a little deal to keep him off your back, you don't keep that deal either. He'll rip you off. Jesus comes by, everything changes, but Jesus gives you the price up front. See, devil says there is no price. Jesus says 800 grand. Jesus says all the pigs. Jesus says all you got. You want change? Here you go. Some people just say no. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him go. Go to your family. Tell them how much the Lord has done for you, how he has had mercy on you. So the man went away, began to tell in the Decapolis, that area, how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. The man wants change. The man says, I'll come. Man says, I will give up everything. And realistically, at this point, what that man was giving up was not much. Think of the woman with two mites. What she gave up was not much, but what she gave up was all she had.
Right.
You come to the Lord comes by your house, the Lord comes by that road that you are traveling, being tormented by that which is around you, which you're trying to just keep at bay. Just let me keep it together for a day. It'll be worse tomorrow and worse the next day. Jesus comes by, offers you a change, says it's all you got. Whatever you got, I want it all. Jesus comes by, everything changes. Are you ready for the change? Are you ready to be changed? Are you ready to surrender all? This guy was ready. And Jesus says, you want to change? Okay. You stay here. Some people he called Lisa and I to come here. Some people it says, you stay where you're at and you go tell your family about what I did for you. Because you are the only way that they're going to get on a new road. Amen? Lisa, you want to come? See, the Lord will come by and change everything. Give you new priorities. New opportunities. Comes close. Pain will go away. But then comes effort. Devil comes by and says, you won't work so hard. Devil's not really, or he's not really paying attention to you. You can do this. You heard him say that before? Guess what? You want to leave this building today? He's going to say, oh, you didn't hear nothing. That wasn't really Jesus talking. That was just that pastor preaching. Holy Spirit didn't touch you. Holy Spirit didn't say, this is for you. Why? Because that's what he does. He'll do that to your kids, your children down there. Learn about Jesus. Both our teachers today, struggling being sick, struggling through to bring the message of hope to your children. Devil come along and say, you didn't hear nothing today. You got nothing going on. Jesus got back in the boat. Didn't cry, didn't whine, didn't mope, didn't complain. See, you say Jesus not a want none. He's down the road. Don't got to even tell him twice. But he comes by. He comes near. And he'll give you the opportunity to grab on. Cost you everything you got. How's your week? I'll tell you what. Devil's been busy around here. Devil's been busy. Can I get a witness? Oh, yeah. Jesus coming by right now. You want change? Take everything that you got. We'll go down a brand new road. It's uphill. It's a hard road. But it's a real road with a great ending. Amen? Lord, we come before you this morning knowing that you are. You're the boss, Lord. That there's a spiritual realm that we are largely ignorant of, Lord, and that spiritual realm has a direct impact on the choices that we make, the lives that we lead, and the loved ones around us, Lord. Many of us, Lord, have reached out a hand and have received from you new hope, healing in our lives, clarity of purpose, and understanding of what you would have us to do, Lord, and I thank you for that. But there are those that are here this morning that have made a deal with the devil. Just leave me alone today, devil. You respect me, I'll respect you. Just let me get by today. I don't want big change. The devil says, you don't got to make big change. We're fine. That's what Fred said. He was fine until he wasn't fine anymore. You're here this morning and the Lord is telling you, you're not fine. Lord is saying that you have not surrendered your life to me. You have not put your hand in my hand and say, whatever you want, Lord. You have not given me everything. You have couched back much of you, much of your life, much of your priorities are not given to me, not surrendered to me. He says this morning, you're dealing with the devil and you're going to lose. But this morning, things can change. You can say, Lord, 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 here you go. I'm like that man sitting outside the tombs. Lord, I give you everything I got. I want to be brand new in you. I don't want to deal with the devil anymore. I am going to submit to you. I'm going to resist him and watch him run right on out of my life. Nobody looking around. You're tired of the lie. Tired. Tired of things not working, saying, Jesus, here I am. That's you this morning. Slide up your hands. Say, that's me. That's me, Lord. I want this right here in the middle. Somebody else say, that's me right over here in the back over here. Yes. Anybody else say, that's me right over here? Right over here, I see that. You put your hand down when I see it. Right now, Jesus is saying, really? No? I got other places to go. Jesus is speaking to your heart. You didn't put your hand up before. You're saying, Lord, don't pass me by. I'll change. I'm ready for new change in everything. Didn't put your hand up before. Lord's speaking to you. Just slide your hand up. That's me. I don't want to miss out. Right here. Anybody else? Anybody else? Right there. Praise the Lord. God is good. Worship team is coming. You know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. Devil's got a bullseye on you. Say, Lord, I need some strength. Lord, I need your spirit. I need some wisdom. I'm grabbing on, Lord. Got a little dusty coming in. Cleanse me off, Lord. Let me know. I give it up. Follow you with all that I have. Amen? Let's all stand. We're going to sing. You need prayer? Come up, I'll pray with you. You got them demons just kind of hanging on you? Just grab onto God and just resist the devil and see him just run right out of your life. Amen? Amen. So as we sing, you want to come and pray, I'll pray with you. Hallelujah.